marriage, my kids, my grandkids, my me, everything. Everything's been sealed in the blood of Jesus. The promises of God, the Bible says, are in him, yes, and amen. Means so be it, done. I thought, but God, my daughters are coming in. I thought I got to get my mouth lined up with my believing. See, you can't believe and speak contrary. Right. This things ain't going to happen right. And so I give a price on this job. They come back, and Thursday went up there and met with him. And he chewed me down $800. But he just don't know I jacked it up $800 before I priced it.
Bless him, Lord.
I jacked it up. Because you can't jack me up. I'm Holy Spirit filled.
Amen.
Come on, somebody. Yes. Holy Ghost knows them cons out there before you get to them.
Yep.
He knows them. So I jacked it up. Then he said, I can get it done for this. He was lying to me. I said, well, I'll just do it for that. And he says, we'll get the ball rolling. Now I'm talking about believe to see the goodness of God. Mm-hmm. And so I get up there and I'm thinking, I need to deal a little different with this dude. And so I get up there, and I'm walking across there and I said, hey, man. I said, you jibbed me down $800. I said, I need you to meet me in the middle of that $800. I said, because you ain't got the guy here to see what kind of stuff I got to do to put your doors in. Well, I ain't called nobody else. I thought, you lied to me.
Right.
I said, so I need, well, he, listen, buddy, I'm fixing to let you have two more big jobs. I said, let's go look at them. I thought I'm at my $800. But God's coming right off the top.
Come on.
So we go over there and look at them, figure out what to do. And I said, I put $800 total. $800. Went over there. He said, I need you to look at this. And I said, okay. Looked at that one. Got back, I said, I'll get with you here in just a little while. See, look, when you are in faith, believing God, fear is a liar, the song, and it can't move you.
Amen.
I'm telling you, when you're in faith and you're expecting to see it's building something on the inside of you. It's building the momentum of God, God consciousness on the inside of you. And it pushes out fear. And it pushes out hatred. And it pushes out unforgiving. It pushes out a lot of stuff because you are expecting. You're receiving the goodness of God.
Yeah.
And so I told the guy, I said, okay, buddy, I said, I need an installment. He said, what's that? I said, that means you're going to give me some money. Well, how much? And I said, I said, I'm going to get $7,300. Well, the last guy that did that, he didn't come back. I said, I'm not him.
That's right.
Amen.
I'm not looking at him with confidence. I wish you'd took his glasses off. Yes, I'm glad. I kind of like to look in your eyes, man. I just like to look right up there and get close. I'm not just telling you a story. The Bible says the righteous are as bold as a lion. They're bold to the devil. They're bold against sickness and disease. They're bold against being weak and frail. They're bold against lack and poverty. And they're bold against fear and unbelief. Hallelujah. I ain't going to tolerate it.
That's right. Come on.
I took a stand on Facebook, got a bunch of them on her. Amen, amen. I hope they mean it. On this COVID and Delta variants, it's a bad bugger, it's worse. You don't know what to believe.
Right.
You don't know. Some of them say wear one mask, two masks, three masks. Some of them say don't wear a mask, some of them say do wear a mask. Then they'll come back later, masks don't work. The ones you've been wearing don't work. Who do we believe? We got to believe God.
Amen.
I ain't going to get it. What if you do? Watch me.
Amen.
I'm not going to go sit in my little old house. It's bad.
call everybody, the sheriff died up there with it. Oh, the plumber died over there in Bluntsville with it. Oh, they died all over India with it. Fear comes by hearing. Fear, the Bible says that the very thing that Job feared came on him. Do you understand fear is not good? See, you're not afraid of COVID. You're not afraid of Delta. You're afraid of dying. You are afraid of dying. And that afraid of dying will cause you to make some really not wise choices. I know it's a touchy subject, but by God, we got to have the shield of faith. We got to stand on the word. We got to do what the Holy Spirit tells us to do. If he says for me to drink a bunch of shots, I'm going to snuck them down. If he don't tell me to, I'm not getting one. Not for flu, not for influenza, not for whatever. People get the flu shot and they get the flu. What, man? They shoot it in you. Trying to get your body immune to it. Where it ain't immune to it. I'm not against these shots, so don't get upset with me. I'm a preacher of the gospel. What am I supposed to say? Psalms 91 don't work. Don't get a mask. What am I supposed to say? Am I supposed to stay with the Bible, or am I supposed to go by the CDC and CDF and Fox and CBN and CNN? Am I supposed to be led by the Bible, or am I going to give in to that and say, we're all just going to die, just get right with Jesus? I'm going to stay with the Word. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to preach the Word. As for me and my house, we're going to stand on the Word of God. The Bible says no plague will come nigh my... I'm going to believe to see the goodness of God in that. No plague will come nigh my dwelling. Amen. Only with my eyes will I see the reward of the wicked. I'll be able to see it happening, but I'm not going to have it. I'm not good. And you know what? If that weapon comes against me, it's not going to prosper. The Bible says hallelujah. No weapon formed against you will prosper.
Amen.
Amen.
We got to believe to see the good. Look, these people, the people of God in the Bible that believe what God said, yes, they went in the fiery furnace. Yes, they went in the lion's den. Yes, they had a. Yes, they were shipwrecked. Was shipwrecked. Yes, he was beaten, left for dead. But you know what? Let God, they had the abiding power of the Holy Ghost that a snake could bite them, the most venomous snake that they are, bit him, and he shook that snake off. They won. Watched him to die, and he and that God. Then they determined. They said he's a god. They said he's a god.
Thank you, Jesus.
That viper come out of there, got him. They thought he was a god. No, he had Jehovah Jireh with him.
Amen.
He had my God will supply my healing, all of my needs according to His riches. Hallelujah. See, we got to believe to see the goodness of God in the land that we live in. We will faint if we don't. We will give in to fear. We will give in to Fox. I don't even like Fox News no more. Bunch of cowards.
Bless the Lord.
One thing I do is tell Teresa the truth all the time. I mean, I had a desire. I mean, I felt like I was in love with a woman one time, met her one time. But God, I'm on the way home, and I thought she's probably going to blow my head off the way she is, but I'm going to tell her.
Bless him, Lord.
Thank you. By golly, I've been in bondage, and I'm coming out.
Amen.
So I go home, and I tell her. I mean, I just had the scripture where it says, you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. It'll make you free. I thought, man, this is not going to be good, Mac. Boy, used to. Man, we fight, tear the house down, cut each other's tires, bust the windshields out and stuff, you know, man. I mean, if we'd had a gun, we'd have shot each other, probably. I'm going to shoot your knee out. Try that again. So I go home. All I want's the truth. If the channel's on TV ain't telling me the truth, I'm turning them off, bunch of lying hypocrites. We got an administration right now that just abandoned abandoned people that have fought for this country for 20 years. Pull the military out and abandon them. Yep. They're killing them and beheading them over there. I mean, that's not an easy thing over there. They behead. They're jihadists, man. I mean, they're killers. And I thought about it this morning. I thought, Lord, and all of our sophisticated $8 million worth of weapons, they just left over there, helicopters. They should have blew them up and blew up the place. Look, I'm not getting into politics. I thought about it this morning. I thought, Lord, if we surrender our rights to the enemy, if we surrender, if we lay down our faith, Lord, we'll just be took over by the enemy just like they went and took over the U.S. Embassy over there and took all of my weapons. I thought if I give in to COVID 1 inch, black God, it'll eat my lunch. Mm-hmm. If I give in to Delta 1 inch, it'll eat my lunch. If I give in, black God, to poverty and life, it'll eat my lunch. It'll be my lunch. And I thought, Lord, I don't care what takes place in this world, but God, your word don't change. You are the Alpha. You are the Omega. It's always said that you are the beginning and the end. You are my life. You are my everything. You're my provider. You're my healer. You're the one that brings peace into my marriage, into my ministry.
Come on. Bless the Lord.
Why? Because I expect to see the goodness of God. I'm not getting into politics, but I dare you right now, it's all in that Bible. God wants it all the way from the White House to your house.
That's right.
He wants to be involved all the way from the White House to your house, and he's not.
Right. Well, I've liked Joe Biden all of his life.
Good! Don't take him to your house. He's not welcome in my house. I don't even listen to him. When he comes on, I turn it. Because what he spits out of his mouth don't line up with that Bible right there. It don't line up with the way I believe. Hallelujah. I believe the Bible.
Come on.
Christians are not supposed to be a bunch of cowards.
That's right.
Bunch of debaters about it. I'm not debating about Joe Biden and them that want same-sex marriage and want Jesus out of everything and God out of everything and the world's way of the thinking and doing and the emotions and the way they feel. I just feel like I'm a girl, so I am.
Stupid, ain't it?
Yep. Plum stupid.
Come on.
It's because you feel, I don't want to be a girl, but even if I feel like I want, I'm a woman, I'm not.
Amen.
All I got to do is look around.
Yep. Come on.
Hallelujah.
Bless him, Lord.
See, y'all were quiet. Y'all were. See why I get in trouble? I don't care, though.
Bless him. Come on.
But God, I was down there going to commit suicide, and Jesus came in, but God, and saved me and redeemed me, and he's brought me to where I am. Give me a good life. Give me the power to stand against darkness. Give me power over satanic darkness and spiritual wickedness and all of that. I have power over all of that, but I don't even rejoice in that. I rejoice that I'm going to heaven. Are you really right with Jesus? If you are not right with Jesus, although he is a good God and a merciful God, you will bust hell wide open. You will not go.
Right.
You won't. Well, I've been in church. I was saved back in. I don't care about all that. You better be right with him. Mm-hmm. He's coming back after Jesus, flowing in our hearts. Hallelujah. Following him in this planet. Hallelujah.
Come on.
I mean, I thought about it going on the streets. I thought about it. I thought, hey, you never know what might take place. And I thought, well, but God, I was warned back yonder. I'm liable to be rocked and bottled and all kind of stuff and hurt because I went and preached the gospel. I thought I hadn't been saved about 6 months. Now I've been saved 26 years. What am I going to do? Cow down now?
Yep.
The older I get, the weaker I get. And just don't stir up no trouble in Bluntsville. No, I'm going to stir it up when the Lord leads us. I'll lead you in the battle.
Come on. Come on.
I'll lead you to jail.
I'll be with you.
Stay strong.
The Bible says be strong in the Lord. And and when we're expecting to see the goodness of God, we are strong in the Lord. Well, what have you got to do, brother? Well, I expect to see the goodness of God. The going to jail don't change what I'm believing. See, I don't let what I'm experiencing dictate what I believe. I believe what I believe regardless of what I'm experiencing. I believe based on the Bible. I'm not going to let my body tell me that I'm not healed and because it's got pain. I'm going to believe that I'm healed regardless of the pain. That's what faith does. It goes beyond the super, the natural. It says, I believe the supernatural.
Right.
Hallelujah. See, we don't serve God out of our emotions. We're emotional people. God's an emotional God. We're created in His image and likeness, but He's ruled by faith.
Amen.
He's ruled by faith. He speaks by faith. He moves because of the faith of His people, praise God. Give me the first one, man. He probably read it all. He says, for in many things we offend all or stumble. If any man offend not in word, if you don't stumble in your words, if you don't stumble in your words, if you're clear on your words. See, God spoke to me this morning. He said, you can't believe the Bible and speak contrary to it and expect to get what the Bible says.
Right.
He said, you cannot. He said, just like I told you that you are a king and a priest unto God. Read it in the Bible. Read it in the Bible. Well, I didn't feel like no king and priest. You know, and I thought, nah, man, I'm just Scotty Weston. Just came to the family of 17. Been through some hardship, you know, man. Out on a lumber pile in our underwear with no heat in the house, getting warm in the wintertime. No running water. My sister and them locked us out of the house. You're not coming in today. So we stayed in the woods with the white things they told us was out there while we was kids. We roamed around the mountains over between Cleveland and Ogden. And so we got to where we in the kudzu vines making Tarzan vines, swinging over everything. We're having a blast out there. But you know what traumatized me?
Come on.
You know, they call it traumatized. I've been traumatized. I mean, they hang you off the side of the bluff and then laugh and go tell your brother-in-laws how funny it is. You wished you'd have fell off the bluff, man. That's embarrassing. But it traumatized me. Get up here in the kingdom of God. They got my seat. They got my seat. Are you serious? I parked out there. I've been parking there since I got to church. Somebody just pulled in their journey. Pulled his black Cadillac up there. You're traumatized.
Come on.
Help us, Jesus.
God told me one time, he said, you know all about what's going on in my life, don't you? That's what? Somebody's told you, brother, what's going on in my life. Don't you? Didn't.
I said,
I don't know nothing about you, man.
That's right.
I said, do you know Jesus? Yeah. I said, you know the Holy Spirit? Yeah. I said, He knows everything about you.
Mm-hmm.
I said, and He tells me stuff and don't even tell me about you. And I talk about stuff you got a problem with.
Right.
Bless
I said, and it's Jesus Himself. It's not a man that's trying to help me through my problems. I said, so don't get mad at me. If you're going to get mad at anybody, get mad at Jesus. I said, now I know you're the one.
Yeah.
You messed up, now I know it. You was fine until you told me. I didn't know nothing. See, he's got to come and expect to see the goodness of God. When I'm expecting to see the goodness of God, God reveals me to myself. He reveals when I'm believing, when I'm not, when I'm fixing to get in error, when I'm not, when I'm around negative people and need to get away from them so that I don't start speaking contrary to the... I mean, there's times I'm thinking, God, what's the use, man? Every time I get these people up, they just mess up. Talk about some of y'all. Not you. Good Lord, make you want to quit. You get them up out. You get them up off the pacifier in the bottle. Get a little bit of milk. You know. You get them up out of their diapers in the panty pull-ups. You know. And then you come on up and you get them out of panty pull-ups and you get them up in some underwear. You know, and then they go mess up the underwear. Then they got so big they got teeth, they chewed the bottle nipple up.
Sorry about that.
No, you didn't. I'm just telling you, man. Satan tries to work on all of us, one way or the other, to get us not to believe, to see the goodness of God in the land of the living. Then you just cast that thing over and you say, glory to God. I don't know how, I don't know when, and you're going to do it, God, but you're going to bring them out and deliver them. You help me and keep me and delivering me and bringing me on up. And God, you can do it for everybody. That's how you do it. You expect to see the goodness of God.
Yes.
And I don't start, I ain't no good. Got one thing, it's the other. If I get one thing straightened out, one of the babies over there starts something.
Come on.
Y'all are children, you know. You might be 60-year-old. You're a kid. Children. No wonder we get such a mess. We're children. But he says here, I don't know why. I can't explain all that. Y'all get it later. Behold, we put bits in horses' mouths. That they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Behold, all the ships, though they be so great, are driven of fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small hill. Whithersoever the governor listeth, go ahead. Even so, the tongue is a little member. That's talking about your tongue, your mouth. That's talking about your mouth right here. Even though the tongue is a little member, and boasted great things, behold, how great a matter a little fire kindled. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members that it defiles the whole body. Did you hear that?
Yep.
I didn't write that. But if I'm not careful, Johnny, I mess up a lot of things in my life by my words. And it's set on fire of hell. For every kind of beast, of birds, and of serpents, and things of the sea is tamed, and hath been tamed of mankind. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an under. You've got to train it.
Yep, that's right. Amen.
So your speech didn't get born again. Right. You got born again, but you didn't your conduct and all that's going to come by your choices and words. It was hard for me when I started confessing that. I go around, I'm a king and a priest unto God. I'm a king and a priest. I didn't feel like one wasn't raised that way.
Right.
I was raised thinking 17 of us, you know, then daddy had 3 or 4 acres of land. I'm thinking, which rock am I going to get when he dies? There's 17 of us, 14 of us living. I thought, what rock am I going to get? Dad's going to leave me an inheritance. You know, and in there, and I'm a king and a priest unto God. I'm a king and a priest. Before you know it, I started saying that out of my mouth. Before you know it, it wasn't 2 or 3 weeks or so. I was saying it every day, not just every now and then. And somebody heard me and said, you're a Westie. I said, no, I'm not. I said, no, I'm not a Westie.
I know you are. You're Scotty.
I said, nope. I said, Scotty died.
Now you're dumb.
Now ain't you dumb, Weston? Come on, somebody else started believing that Bible.
That's right.
I said, I've been crucified. I hung on the cross with Jesus.
Now you didn't do it. I see you.
No, the Bible says we've been crucified with Christ. We've been buried and raised. You was crucified, buried, and raised.
Amen.
We got to identify with that now.
That's right.
It says, well, you don't understand. I'm talking about Bible here. Oh, that Bible stuff. That Bible stuff. That's why they're still changed. They ain't changed today. Mm-hmm. They're over there wishing they had what I got.
Yep, come on.
One of my brothers told one of my other brothers, Scotty got it going on in business over there, don't he? My brother told him, said, no, it ain't that. He's got Jesus.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's all he's got going on, Jesus. It ain't his business, it's Jesus.
Bless him, Lord.
Hallelujah.
You got the real thing if you're walking with Jesus.
Amen.
See, I remember a time when I run from storms. I started in the little things, not being afraid. And I'm not talking about an arrogance and hothead and, you know, like you can still whoop the world even though I might could or you could. I'm not talking about that kind of no fear. I'm talking about the reverence of God that causes a confidence. The Bible says the reverence, the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. It is the beginning of wisdom. I'm talking about a confidence. Because I used to wasn't scared to fight anybody. I don't care if you big, tall, fat, skinny. Black God fellow, if you thought I couldn't whoop you, I'm getting something that will, and I'm coming to get you. You ain't got to come after me.
Bless
the Lord. Told Teresa one time, I said something. I said, I'm not going to run. She said, I don't want you running. I thought, well, she's bold lying there. You don't want me running, just stand there. Don't run. You don't want to have to catch you then whoop you. That's what she meant. I don't want nobody going to run. And you know, I thought, you know what, Lord? Faithway Christian Center is not going to surrender to the devil. We're not going to surrender to the media. We're not going to surrender to Facebook. We're not going to surrender to negative people. We're not going to start like they are. You look at the, people out there now, oh, the economy is going to crash. I tell them, not mine.
That's right.
Yeah. What world you live in? Not yours.
Right. Come on.
I'm in this world, but I ain't of it. My finances don't come from it. It comes through Jesus. My supply comes through Jesus. And I'm not going to speak contrary to it. See, I believe you don't have to lose nothing. I done experienced it. I went through, but God, and I stood on scripture over there where it says, no man has left father and mother, lands, brothers and sisters, and for my sake and the gospel's and lost anything. But he shall gain 100-fold in this life and eternal life. I stood on that when I was losing everything. You hear me? I stood on that when everything was not good. I stood on that when nobody could help me. The banks turned me down. I stood on that when nobody could deliver me, and I stood on it, and I said, God, I've preached this. Now I got to see if I believe it, I guess, Lord. And so I stood on that, but God, you know what? God brought me through in one job and delivered me, and I've never been behind ever since I came through that trial.
Amen. Come on.
Not 1 minute have I been behind. I actually have the money I can go pay my house off right now if I want to.
Bless me, Lord.
But I went by and I said, thank you, Lord. I laid my hands on my house. You're mine. You're mine, not mine in the bank. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. My house is debt-free. Thank you, Lord. Every time I go to my truck, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You're already paid for it. I ain't asking him again. Don't ask him one time. Now just praise him and thank him.
Yeah.
Amen.
So don't ask him to heal my knee 1,800 times. I didn't believe to start with.
That's right.
I believe I receive it when I ask you. Father, I thank you that my knee is healed and that my knee is healed in the name of Jesus. Then the next time my knee says, no, I'm not. I say, shut up, idiot. You're not changing my believing.
Amen.
You're not going to change what I believe. Well, I believe that when I owe $90,000 on my house. Now I can pay it off. I can go, be done. I just don't want to. I just don't want to.
Amen, bro.
I just don't want to. I mean, I got to believe for something else, ain't it?
Amen.
I just don't want to. Well, that's dumb, ain't it? No, not to me. I just don't want to. That ain't telling me what to do. Lord telling me to do that, I'll do it. So you got to watch what you say about your life, about the way you feel, about your future.
That's right.
Because the Bible says, give me that scripture, man, in Proverbs 18 there. A man's belly, the word belly, I looked it up and studied it, and it means being, like your whole life, like my life. That's what that means, my future and everything around, everything. A man's life shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. Should we be increasing healing?
Yeah.
Should we be increasing the blessing out of our mouth? Thank you, Lord. The blessing is making me rich. And go around saying, I'm rich, I'm rich, I'm rich.
Come on.
Oh, glory to God, I'm rich, I'm rich. I did it. I heard this preacher one at a time. He said, money cometh to me and stayeth.
Amen.
Because people be like, money cometh and money goeth.
Right.
Money cometh and money goeth. People prophesying that in their life, not thinking about it.
Yeah.
Every time I get money, I'll pile a bill. Money cometh and money goeth.
And so I thought, that's happening to me. I started saying. And so I started saying, glory to God, money cometh to me and stayeth. Money comes. Money just comes to me. It just comes to me. It just comes to me. I am a magnet for money. I went around saying that. I'm a magnet for money. Why? Death and life are in the power of my tongue. And my life is going to be filled with what I say. Hallelujah. Right?
Come on.
I didn't write it. The Lord wrote this. And so I went around. Money coming to me. And now I've been saying it for 2 or 3 years. I have big jobs, less work, and more money. And I'm telling you, big jobs, less work, and more money been coming to me for about 2 years.
Amen. Bless you, Lord.
And now I'm starting to confess. I stand around and watch Dave and Travis all day long, and it don't bother them at all. That's right. I don't do that, man. I'm not going to start confessing that. I dive in there with them, man. I like that. I like work. I talked myself into it.
Yep.
I sure did. I used to wouldn't hold down a regular job to save nobody's neck. I worked hard getting out of work. I was dedicated. And so when I got saved, I went around saying, glory to God, I never quit another job day in my life. That's sin. That's sin for me to quit. Quitting's a sin. I convinced myself that the quitters are sinners. I didn't say that was biblical. I said, I convinced myself. I convinced myself. And I thought, but God, I'll never quit again. I'll never quit another job again today in my life, but God. I'll do it. Glory to God, I'm dedicated. I have integrity like you, God. And before you know it, I felt it. I'm like, ooh, I don't really want to quit anymore, man. After I cut my leg with a chainsaw and Teresa, I can't go to work, you know, and I'm sitting there and I'm feeling like, oh, I gotta go back to work. I thought, what's wrong with you, man? Can't you just stay at home? You used to call in and lie sick. I'm sick, I ain't coming in today. Lay in the bed till dinner. And I'm like, I'm getting up and I'm like, I gotta go to work. I mean, I gotta go to work. See, the confession changed me. It changed me on the inside to where I wasn't happy unless I was going. I'm just so dumb. Oh, you're getting dumber.
Yep.
I'm just stupid. Oh, wake and tell. You've been saying it for 13 years, and it's showing up, stupid. I didn't say that. He did. Death and life are in the past, and they that love it shall eat the fruit of it.
Yeah.
Right? We just got to be wise to this is true. This is truth. This is God's word. Don't call yourself a nobody. Don't call yourself weak and sick. Don't call yourself broke. You know, I told my mom, I said, Mom, don't say I'm on a fixed income.
Well, I am on a fixed income, boy. God knows. God knows.
I said, you're fixing yourself. I said, stop saying that. Say you can have anything God says you can have.
Amen.
Just change it. I said, don't say you're strapped. If I get in a pickle, I never say, I'm just striped. Oh, I'm a pickle here. No, I'm not a pickle. I'll be in pickle juice for long. Nah, man. I start looking to the Lord. And I say, glory to God, I'm never striped, Lord. I'm never striped. I'm never without a choice, God, because you give me your wisdom, Lord. And your wisdom trumps my trying to figure it out, God. And it didn't come out of my mouth. I know exactly what to do. It just ain't got here yet. Lord, you have people like, what are you going to do? And I'll say, I don't know yet. I always put a yet on it. I don't put a no.
Amen.
People, what are you going to do? I don't know yet. I'll hear from God or something. I mean, people go around, I don't know what we're going to do. What are you going to do if when the government collapses? I told my mom, I said, what if Social Security runs out right quick, Mom? They done borrowed a lot of it and took it and spent it. Social Security's broke without us. Got the guy up there, he's telling me the other day, he said, hey, you still paying my Social Security, ain't you, buddy? And I said, you better believe it, buddy, I'm not going to let you down.
Come on.
He knows they done spent his Social Security. They're supposed to put it in the bank over yonder. It's supposed to be piling up, and we did it whenever we retire or whatever. And he knows there ain't nothing in there. So he says, you still paying my social security, ain't you, buddy? Appreciate you. I said, yep, we got you, man. We're going to keep paying it. Hallelujah. We're taking care of them.
Amen.
Praise God. But he says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. I'm still on expect to see the goodness of God in the land of the living. I'm still on it. But we can't expect and speak contrary to the word. We can't believe. If you're believing contrary to the word, you're going to speak contrary to the word. If you're afraid of storms, you're going to speak it out of your mouth. Oh, I'm just afraid of this storm. If you're afraid of it driving and raining, that's what's going to come out of your mouth. And you're going to set it home paralyzed until some money's involved. Like God, it's amazing how money can kill fear.
Yeah.
I sure can't go to church because it's raining. But I mean, then the job comes up. Oh, I make $250. Good God, in Jesus' name, I can see good. Yeah, we're on our way, Jesus. Take the wheel, Jesus. Jesus gonna drive where that money is, but he ain't gonna drive to church. Come on, listen, that's contrary. That's how come when things show up in our lives, do this major in our lives, we don't have the faith of God because we've been speaking out of our mouth only the things that are favorable to us. Give me the next one, Ben. I got anything else?
Yeah.
Give me Mark 11. Jesus answering, unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall what?
Say
to this mountain be thou removed. Don't say, I can't afford it. Don't say, we never have no money. He said, whosoever shall say to this mountain be thou removed, well, you talk to it. You tell sickness and disease to go. You put poverty under your foot and you say, glory to God, I am wealthy in the name of Jesus. I'm rich. I'm blessed going in, blessed going out, blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed in the fruit of my body, amen. Blessed in everything that I touch, that I lay my hand to do is blessed.
Yes, Lord.
You speak to that and you say, you're going, you're leaving my life. You speak to your house, you ain't got, come on to daddy.
Amen.
Angels, go out, Lord. Send your angels out ahead of me, God, and work and find and get my place prepared, God, in the name of Jesus. I depended. Listen, the place that I'm in right now, they didn't nobody want to tell me whose it was. They all wanted it. They wanted a chunk of it, so they were going to, whenever it ever come up for sale. Some people took her to court and tried to get the house. They had been renting for a long time. Took the lady to court after the husband died, tried to take the place because they'd been there so many years. Some of them, they wouldn't tell me who it was. I just happened to go by and see the for sale sign that they were trying to sell her house, and it fell over in the mud, and I barely seen it. And I went over there. I thought, that's a for sale sign. I thought, that's a brick house. I thought, cross that ditch, I went. Picked that up and said, it's for sale. That's for sale, man. I thought, the water must have washed it over. But the ones that was renting was trying to sell it. They didn't even own it. Devil tried to get my place messed up. But he couldn't. Because I was believing God. Oh, this is going to be the day, Lord. This is the day the Lord has made. And I'm going to rejoice. I did that for 10 years. This is the day God's going to get my house. Didn't come. This is the day God's going to get my house. Didn't come. I don't ask the Lord for it back there. Whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe, 24, that you receive it and you'll have it. I ask him for it. And I've done seen this scripture and learned this scripture. And I said, my house is coming. It's coming. It's coming. Everybody's like, when is it coming? I don't know, but it's coming. Where's it at? I don't know. Yet, but it's coming. Oh, Scotty's crazy. I might look crazy, but the Bible says I have it. But God, when'd you get it? I got it about 8 years ago. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are y'all living in it? Not yet.
Amen.
9 years. Where's your house at, Dad? They mocking me now.
Where's your house? Now, your house is beautiful, ain't it?
Yes, it is. It's brick. It's brick. I tell them all what my house is. It's brick, hallelujah.
Amen.
Got a shop on it already. Go house a man. I'm going to have 10, 15, 16. I got 16 acres there, man. Brick house already on it. Shop already on it.
But you know what? I wouldn't let it come out. I ain't gonna need it, Lord. I'm just an old poor boy. I'm Barney West, and ain't none of these banks gonna loan me that kind of money. I can't afford the payments on all of that stuff. I got all that garbage out of my life when I was about 8 months old in the Lord. Got in that Bible student, bless God. Learned how to keep that tongue out of the negative realm. Keep my thinking on the Lord. Get the Word of God in my heart. But God, in my thigh, $400 for the tree comes right on in. Right?
Right.
Instead of going around, that tree ain't going to fall on my house. I know it. I know it is. I know it is. I know it is dead. Everybody, you better get that tree. It's going to fall on you. No, man, you got to get up and say, Lord of God, I got the money. Until the money comes, that's kept by the power of God. Amen. Angels are holding them limbs off of my house. I told the Lord one time, I said, maybe, Lord, I need to fix that where them angels don't have to work hard. I got my angels watching stuff, man. So I want to encourage you. Expect to see the goodness of God, but stop speaking. Speak to those the doubt and the fear and the unbelief. I'm not afraid of hurricanes now. When they start out there, and James Spann said, oh, hurricane, who's this who? Or whatever it is. I just say, she ain't coming here. But God, ain't no after effects going to come here. I'm going to get off of her what I need. I'm going to get rain if I need it. Ain't going to blow no leaves off my trees. I lost some trees one time because I didn't take authority. And I've not lost no trees since then, praise God. So I want to encourage you. Ask the Lord to show you and help you on your speaking. Log into Moore Life Ministries on the tongue or something. Listen to some sermons. Pull it up, put it in your ears, listen to some sermons. We got a vast highway of information now that is, I mean, readily available. It plugged in our ears, man. That's exactly what I done. Mine was books. I got little books all the time, Kenny Copeland Ministries and all of that. And I took that Bible, and I'd sit there and meditate on that Bible till I knew what it was without going to the Bible. I knew where it was at, Luke, it's in Mark, and I'd just rehearse it over and over till I could quote it without going to it. And you know what? You know why I did that? Because God told Joshua if he would do that, that he would make his way prosperous, and he would have good success. And I thought, Lord, I've been a failure all my life, Lord, and I'm tired of being a failure. I'm going to make myself successful. I give my heart to you, Lord. Now you told Joshua you was already with him. You're with us. And bless God, I started meditating on Deuteronomy 28 and different things. Praise God. And I'm rich. I'm rich.
Bless him, Lord.
How much money you got? It's indescribable.
Bless him, Lord.
The number's so big I can't tell it. I don't know, man. Why? The gold and silver belongs to the Lord.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. Right? How much has he got? Well, he's my daddy. That's right. So ain't no need me trying to figure out how much daddy got.
That's right.
But I've inherited this, man. Yep. But you know what? He gives me my inheritance as I go, praise God. So I want to encourage you. Expect to see the goodness of God where you live, praise God. Expect your body to be healed, the light of it. Speak to it. Expect. I don't care what it is. Listen, he can give you a brand new heart. He can give you a brand new liver. He made your liver. Right? So expect to see God's goodness. Let's bow our heads. Father, we praise you and thank you, Lord, this morning for your presence. If you're here this morning, you're not right with Jesus.